Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. In retaliation for North Korea's recent nuclear test, South Korea began blasting broadcast of anti-Pyong propaganda across the border today. No immediate reaction by the North on the day the country celebrates leader Kim Jong-un's birthday. On Thursday, South Korea said it would also temporarily suspend aid to North Korea and limit South Koreans' entry to the Kaesong Industrial Complex. The nuclear test announcement by North Korea earlier this week set off a frenzy of diplomatic action. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says implementation of the Iran nuclear deal could be just days away if all goes well. He also said he's spoken to his counterparts in Iran and Saudi Arabia and that both agreed they would not allow their current rift to hamper talks about Syria.
And all indications are, in both my conversation with Foreign Minister Adel Al-Jaber of Saudi Arabia and my conversation with Foreign Minister Javad Zarif, they both assured us and others that the differences between them at this moment, expressed very publicly, will not interfere with their willingness to work cooperatively in an effort to resolve Syria.
Secretary Kerry met his comments on Thursday briefing in which he highlighted U.S. foreign policy progress over the last year. Rebels loyal to former South Sudan Vice President Riek Machar, hailing a power-sharing deal reached Thursday with the government as a positive breakthrough, one that they say could bring the country a bit closer to peace. According to an established timetable, a government of national unity should be in place by January the 22nd. This is VOA News.